You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Yeah, you look great. Go ahead.
What's up, everyone? Hello.
Hello. I don't know. I just kind of want to do something funkier with it.
Hi. Oh my God. Hi.
Sorry.
Hello. How are you?
That is not the lyrics to that song. If you were like, we were doing a song?
Yeah, I was just trying to have a conversation with you in a deep voice. What are you talking about?
No. I never did.
She does say, how are you, at one point.
Oh.
I was like, don't you dare.
Yeah, she does. You're right. You're right. Right.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay. I was supposed to play an Adele song for you, and I forgot.
Yeah. That was we had a tough night. We did two in a row and I was so sleepy afterwards. So I think I just jetted pretty much.
Yeah, you did.
Or we might have.
You're just like, skedoodle.
You know me, skedaddling.
I be skedaddling.
You know how I be doing.
So.
Yes.
I want to talk about my face for a second.
Okay.
We kind of talked about it earlier, but I'm going to address it here.
Okay.
So. You all know that I had COVID. Thank God. Before I found out I had COVID, I had one last wedding of the year, and it was at a venue at a national park. And I got to the door, and on the door, the sign said, regardless of vaccination status due to the federal mandate, everyone must wear a mask.
Sure.
And I was like, understood.
Great.
So I put my mask on and I walked in.
I have COVID.
Well, I didn't know at the time, but I was like, don't worry. I have a mask probably for everyone in my car. I have so many masks. So I put my mask on. I was one of maybe four people who wore a mask. And I wore it from the second I got there until I left, even outside when I was instructing group photos.
Yeah.
I realized, like, when I was almost finished, that I had been yelling through a mask the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I'm like, whatever, my face is warm. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of like him in the wintertime for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So I then found out I had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But even before that, we were wearing them at stores. And now after, we obviously wear them to doctor's appointments and everything like that. And my face has just fucking broke out terribly. And I know that we talked about in the self-diagnosing episode that I have
dermatillomania.
There's another word for it.
Excoriation disorder?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And I don't think anyone has gotten to see how badly it is, because normally it's on my arms. Normally I'm picking at my arms and at my shoulders. Like, I have scars all over my arms from picking.
Yeah.
But there have been times where I have picked my face so badly that I have just these open sores.
Yep.
And I have one now across my nose.
Uh-huh.
And it is bad, bad.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't see it right now.
Well, do you know how much makeup and powder I packed into that open wound?
Oh,
it's definitely
going
to get worse. But I'm insecure about it. I've felt like shit all week because I had this mark on my face.
Yeah.
Oh, when I did it to myself.
When I had those breakouts, remember how bad they would get? And it was worse because I would like dig at them with needles because I couldn't stop. Yeah.
That's what happened with this.
And then they would be so red, so
open, bruised.
And like, yeah, it would be bad. Mm-hmm. And then they hurt. That's the other thing that people don't. They're like, don't pick your face. Just let it go away on its own. Well, it hurts.
It's a compulsion.
And it hurts when it's in your skin underneath there. It fucking hurts. And the only thing that gives me relief is getting that out.
I wish my excuse was it hurt. It didn't. I needed the satisfaction of getting it out. And like, sorry if this is gross to people, but when I was looking and I was taking the needle to it, I thought that I could see something that was going to come out. But what I was seeing was just like
more skin
was just like a pore.
Yes, because I've done that before and I'm squeezing, digging. Yes, and then I'm like, it's just bleeding at this point.
And Shane came in when there's just blood pouring from my nose.
Yep.
And he's like, Jerry, I can't watch you do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I swear there's something there. Look, come look. And he's like, that is just a follicle.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing in there. And I'm like, I think there's something.
I'm going to get it.
And now my nose is like bruised.
Yeah.
It's swollen. It's bruised. There's a huge scab. Ollie keeps looking at me and going, boo, 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 boo. And I know we joke about picking and I know we talk about enjoying it, but like it's,
no, when it's a
compulsion
like that, it's really bad.
And it's, I have been able to keep it at bay for a really long time because my skin had cleared up, but the mask has just like, and especially because I've been wearing the mask in the wintertime. And so like, normally the sun will dry out my skin and like clear it up and stuff, but I haven't been going outside, and so I've just been laying on my dirty sheets and recirculating the same air, and now it sucks.
I did the same thing when I would pick, and then I would get a scab, and then I'd pick open the scab constantly, and then
happened today, and I was like, this will be better
because
it'll be flat.
Nope. It's not. Because then it starts bleeding again and then you get a bigger scab.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that and I have like literal like deep marks, like scars from it. And I see it when I smile sometimes. There's like little dimples in my skin and I'm like, I know what that's from.
Couldn't leave that alone, could I?
Nope. Great. I gave myself scarring that otherwise wouldn't have been there. That's the thing when people say they have acne scarring because they get bad cystic acne.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's. But you can't help it. Literally, you can't. When it's that bad, I'm like, I would have to just like put something on my face or like not look at it. Because if I looked at it.
The problem was I was giving the kids a bath like
so you could
nightly.
See.
And so I would just stand in the mirror and pop. And now I'm trying to be aware that Ollie is watching me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't want him. But at the same time, I can't stop. That's how I know it's
a compulsion.
A compulsion is because I know that I shouldn't be.
Yep,
and I know I don't want to because I don't want to set that example for my son. But I can't stop.
Literally can't stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. I hate that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing is digging at my face with a fucking needle and causing myself physical harm.
I hate that for you, but it is I get it.
You know the only thing that made me feel better?
What?
Is, okay, this is not sponsored.
Okay.
But Shane and I started using a subscription service for perfume and cologne. Okay?
Oh.
So we...
That's something I miss. I don't do perfume anymore, and I wish I did.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I have never done perfume.
Yeah.
Because sometimes perfumes give me a headache.
Me too.
Just like since I get overwhelmed by them. But I loved when Shane would wear something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, we doing things tonight.
Also, then when you get a whiff of that, you're like, oh, my man.
Yes.
My husband. Yes.
Yeah. But I've always wanted someone to feel that way about me, like walking past me and being like, damn, that lady smells nice.
Because there will be.
Sorry.
But honestly, I remember one time my
Well, not one time. It was on New Year's Eve. My mom was watching my kids for like an hour or two while we had date night. If you have the exclusive, you know. Mm-hmm. But then whenever they came home, I like grabbed my baby and gave her a big hug. And I was like, Tay-Tay was there, wasn't she? My sister, Tay-Tay. When I smelled my baby, I could smell my sister's perfume on her. And I was like, I called my mom. I was like, was Taylor there? She's like, yeah, she was holding the baby. I was like, I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I could smell it on my baby.
Yeah. And so we got our first, it's like a vial.
Yeah.
And it's a 30-day vial. Mm-hmm. And then next month, we'll get a different one. So it's cool because if you're someone like me who gets tired of the same thing all the time and wants to try a bunch of different stuff and doesn't like to commit to anything.
Yeah.
You get to take like a scent test of what you like. Ooh. And then you get a new one every month.
That's really, really nice.
So I sprayed it and I was like, do I smell like a rich lady?
That's what I've always wanted.
Shane's like, you do. And I'm like, oh my God. I literally was strutting back and forth from the kitchen table to the oven, which is only like
5 feet.
We live in a peanut shell, basically. So I just like strutted back and forth like I was on a runway, all because I smelled good. Meanwhile, my face is just gushing and beet red because I've picked it. But I'm like, I don't care. I smell delightful.
Yes.
With the lights off, you're going to really like me.
Trust me. When you take away all of your other senses, you will love
this. I am hot.
I'm somebody, too, who uses like smells and like music sounds to like have
memories.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So like the other day I was cleaning out my closet like I was cleaning out my bathroom closet and I found a perfume that I used to use when me and Corey first started dating, because I remember I did, and I like sniffed it and instantly it was like flooded feelings that I felt back at that like butterfly in my stomach feeling when I was getting ready to go see him. I know, I almost cried. And then I cannot find.
You are so postpartum.
I know. I was like in the bathroom like, do you remember when we liked each other?
when we were so young and innocent and naive.
We thought, you know, the whole world was ahead of us, and it was. Mm-hmm. But now our house smells like baby shit and puke. And we both just stink all the time because we can't shower. So
That was one of my least favorite times of life.
Yeah.
You are in the worst part of the worst.
Yep. But I know looking back on it, I'll smell baby shit.
And I'll be like, oh,
remember when she was so small?
It's a Trixie's.
Hormones.
It's a Trixie's.
It is a Trixie's. In other news, something that, let's talk weather, okay? Mm-hmm. So right now, it is
cold.
Ass cold outside.
Yeah.
We're in Ohio, you guys. And it is fucking frigid out in this bitch. And also,
and we're a little bit like acting like bitches about it because.
Oh, I am for sure a bitch. Because I hate the cold.
This is the first real like bit of cold that we've gotten. And
I know.
It's
I was looking at. My grandparents have been coming over because I don't want to take the baby out when it's this cold. So when I take Noah to school, they come and watch the baby. So I don't have to. It's so sweet. And plus, they just like to visit and I like to have them over. But they like to watch, you know, news and stuff. So when I come back, we drink coffee and we watch the news a little bit together. It's really nice. And we talk about things.
What's it like to have grandparents?
It's really nice. I'm trying
really
to savor it as for, you know, as much as I can. Because they're just the best people in the world. Mm-hmm. But we were watching the weather and they were like, it's going to get down to like 10 degrees in Ohio. And then they showed like the whole map and there was like fucking Wisconsin was like negative 29 or some shit. And I'm like, I don't know if it was. It might have been the Dakotas. But I was like, holy
people
shit.
People in the Dakotas, are you okay?
Are you okay? Because fuck. Yeah, it was like.
Dang.
I was like, oh, I don't want to bitch about it being 10 degrees because. But 10 degrees is cold as shit.
Yeah.
But
do we have Dakota listeners? North and South Dakota people, are you here?
Why do you keep saying Dakota? Like,
did I say Dakota weird?
Like North Dakotas.
Do people in North Dakota talk like that? I thought that was.
Sounds a little Canadian.
Minnesota?
Oh, maybe not Canadian.
I'm not doing that intentionally. I will say I did read an Oscar the. No, not Oscar. What?
Elmo?
What? No. Fuck, what Muppet is it?
Oscar's not a Muppet. He's a Sesame.
We already figured out that they are Muppets. So
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. Fuck you. pudding.
Fuck you, M&M's.
Fuck. Who is it? Grover? It's Grover. I read the monster at the end of the book twice tonight, and I've lost my whole voice because I do his voice.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
That's really good.
Thanks.
But I've lost my whole fucking voice.
It's okay. But what I was going to say was, there was a snow day today because it got real slick.
Forgot where we were.
Weather. We're back.
Okay.
So it's very slick. And so me being funny, I thought to my boyfriend, fiance, I said, it's ass-eating weather outside. Because what a callback.
Yep.
And he, I have never seen him so offended.
Really?
He was like, what are you even saying to me? And I was like, I don't want to eat your ass. Will you relax? Remember I said, Corey, help, I ate ass. And he was like, I'm like, whatever. Listen to my fucking podcast sometime.
Yeah, grow up. My God.
You don't remember the one time? Yeah. So anyways, he thinks I want to munch his butt. So that's the thing that I'm dealing with now.
Oh, well, so sorry about that.
I know. Mm. And then one more thing. Love Island's fucking great. I can't stop.
Where are you?
Okay, so right now, Sam and Mike just came back.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Do you know I finished it?
You already?
I finished it after me. I know. But can I tell you, I fell asleep while I was on the finale. And I could not remember who won. And so I'm laying there with my eyes closed, listening to it in my headphone. And I hear them announce the fourth place runner up. And I was like, I could have guessed that. And then I fell asleep and I woke up and I was watching The Bachelor and I'm like, I wouldn't turn on The Bachelor.
What happened?
So I had to look up what the scoring was.
You found it?
Yeah.
You found that? Yeah. Well, I'm like obsessed because I just think that Sam's just, I really like him as a person.
You do?
I think he's a funny and he's just, I think it's the way he smiles.
Yeah.
When he's like, he's always like that. But they just did the episode. I've never had more serotonin in my life than the episode they did. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I don't know. Is it the dancing one?
Excuse me. Yes. Sorry, I have an itch like right in the center part of my nose. Okay. When the guys do the dance.
Yep.
I was losing it. It was the funniest thing I've
ever
seen.
There's a couple episodes where I have watched and thought Sierra's going to die at this. Like, I can hear you scream laughing in
my head. I literally was like, ah!
Uh-huh.
Also, the one part when Camilla and I love Jamie. I know. Oh, my God. It makes me so happy that they're together in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, that it happened for
in
them.
Real in real life. Like, that wasn't real life.
But I mean, yeah. Like, for good.
Yeah.
But when they go to the thing and they pretend that they had sex or whatever.
Yes.
When she blinks in Montana, when she's like, ah! Her face is so good. But I just realized how, like, amazing the way they speak, it just really makes me hate us. the way that we speak. Because, like, the part with Kem and China and then Amber was really upset. So her guy, she found out, kissed another girl. And she's crying and she says, I am absolutely gutted right now. And I was like, fucking, that is beautiful. Because when I got cheated on, I was like, bro, I don't know, this fucking sucks. I'm fucking real sad as shit or something. Like,
absolute dog shit.
I feel like ass right now.
Yeah. No, so, feeling absolutely gutted.
When they use gutted, I'm like, why don't we fucking say gutted? Because when they say it.
Because when we would say it, it would sound like we just
guts.
Went hunting.
Oh, I'm thinking sex.
Oh, ew.
I got gutted.
Ew. Ew. How dare you?
You're welcome.
How dare you? I did get gutted last night, if that's what we're doing right now.
Well, I went hunting. I did the gutting.
In ass-eating weather?
Yeah. That's the best time to gut. That's gut season.
Ew.
All right, I'm done.
I hate everything.
Me too. I apologize for where I went with
this. You know what I really like about them? And I feel like it's in all British shows, is like how kind they are to one another.
Oh my, I was like, even when they're mean, they're not really.
Yeah, they're nice about it.
They're so, I was like, where's the drama?
And they're not mean for long.
No, it, they always
apologize
always,
and acknowledge their own actions.
They're so good about it. Like, yes. Like the vulnerability I've been seeing and yes. like the way to be like, hey, I know that that was on me and I'm sorry I fucked up. I'm like, what?
I know. That's all I kept. Whenever I watch that show, I have like a range of emotions. But that was something that I always kept coming back to is like, I know this is trash, but at the core of it.
Yes.
They are such kind.
The way they're
self-aware
speaking to
people.
Each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
really, really nice.
Like they care for each other. And it's not just about like drama.
And because they care like for each other. Like not even just like on a whole as yep. the whole villa cares yes. about each other.
Yes.
And I love that because even when they're like mad at somebody, like you said, it's never for long. And then they're always like, I don't know. There's no like sneaky shit
no.
happening.
I mean, sometimes there is.
There was like once or twice. But then they called it out
yes.
and they acknowledged
yes.
it. And it was, let's move on.
Yep.
It's freaking nuts.
I know.
That's what I was like. I can't watch Jersey Shore after this.
I know.
It just makes me feel like, ah.
I know.
Come on. I like those people now, but.
Who, Jersey Shore people?
Yeah. I was trying
to. Do you guys
to...
listen? Snooki? Oh, JWoww?
Snooks.
Sammy Sweetheart? Oh, I'm so sorry about all the Ron stops. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I super apologize about that. Yeah. Ron stop.
Honestly.
Fucking quit.
Yep.
But I was trying to tell Corey about like the slang I'm learning. And I was like, oh. And then they say geezer.
Oh, my God. That was what I wanted to talk to you about. Huh? I fucking love geezers.
Me too. But geezer here. That so
as
I was,
an old person.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain to Corey what a geezer is. And he was like, would you say it's like a gorilla juice head? I was like, yeah, I think that's what a geezer is. It's a gorilla juice head. Another reason that our slang is so weird.
Fucking sucks, honestly.
Gorilla juice
head. God damn, not a bit of class in our ass.
But damn. I do love geeze.
Uh-huh.
Geezer, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking... So good.
He's a good geezer. Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house.
And more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh my
I know
gosh.
That because when I go to Sierra's,
there it is.
Every month. It's so nice. It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
Prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Alo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy that beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Alo Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves.
Go to alomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
alomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
So, speaking of scandals?
Yeah!
I guess. Drama?
Speaking of drama.
Yeah. This is a scandals episode. Yes. And we are going to say now that the wonderful thing about the scandals episode is a lot of you have found us through stories from the scandals episode.
Yeah.
So like that's super cool. And we kind of
Love that this could be like an ongoing episode.
Interactive.
Yeah, that we could do
series
together. Yeah.
Right. And it is a way. We try and bring like a whole well-rounded like friendship situation.
Yeah.
And if you say that you don't have a gossip sesh with your friends, you're lying.
You're lying.
So this is like our equivalent to that. However, we do not want to become a gossip podcast and we don't
like a Mean Girls kind of podcast. That's not who we are.
Yes. And we just want to, now that we are getting a lot of people sending scandals, I'm gonna try and update the form so that there's more guidelines, but
yeah.
We want to say here that we want to put some, I guess, what's the word,
rules.
I guess, I don't know, we want to just put some kiboshes. That doesn't feel good.
That's a kibosh.
That means you like end it.
Oh.
We want to just like put an end to certain kinds of stories
that we're getting a lot of.
Yeah. First of all, we don't want any more teacher-student relationship scandals.
Nope.
A lot of those are being sent in by people who aren't the victim.
Yep.
And in that situation, it is a crime.
Yes.
There is an abuser and a victim.
Yes.
And those are not stories that we want to share.
Yep.
Especially without the permission
of the victim.
I
would never want to tell a story and have it trigger the victim who the story is being told. And a lot of people are giving like actual names, dates. Like that's another thing. Be very mindful when you're sending these stories in that if it's not your story, that person could listen. And even though you're anonymous,
Yeah.
Like, just think maybe what that could do if they hear it.
Yes.
I am not going to pick those. However, I am reading them, and it does feel a little bit like intrusive to, even though I don't know this person, I just think like what I would feel if someone were reading about the worst time of my life.
Right.
Told in like a gossipy, funny way.
Yeah.
So just be a little mindful of that.
Right.
And the teacher student. It's very important to remember that in that situation, I don't care how old they are. If they're under 18, they are a victim. I don't care if they're 17. They're a minor. They can't consent. So especially in the student teacher, and I know that age of consent somewhere is certain, but like in a student teacher situation, that's a very like grooming type of thing. And so it is.
And we also want to try and stay away.
Situation.
We also want to try and stay away from situations that are villainizing sexuality in a way. So like stepping away from student teacher situations, just like maybe it's coworker boss situation.
But like it's happening a lot with like stories that get sent in about specifically women.
Yeah.
Where
we don't want to demonize and villainize a woman for consensually participating in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't villainize a man in that way.
Yep.
Or society wouldn't. We right? No. Society doesn't talk shit about men having multiple sexual partners or sleeping with their boss. Like,
yes.
Men are championed for doing those things and women are looked at as and labeled whores, sluts, whatever. And like if you have words like that in your story, we're not sharing them.
Nope.
So I don't care how good you think your scandal is. I don't care how well you wrote it. If you are perpetuating that kind of narrative,
shamey in any way about like, any kind of like slut shaminess,
it's not going to get shared. Nope. So
also keep in mind that we are reading these on a very public platform. So if you're telling a story that you want told that has names in it and the person whose name you're telling me is out of prison, I'm not going to say that story.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me in a way and say like bleep out the names, change the names. I know a lot of you are like still putting like real names and then telling me this is their real name. But like, I don't want to accidentally say it. And then that person is, could come after us in some kind of way or like online in any way. So if I tell your story, I might change the names for me.
Right.
Because I don't want to say their name out loud. So.
So. We just want to give that why can't I figure out words today?
Well, no, I can't either. What is that?
We want to
give you that.
Someone's yelling it at us.
Yep.
Does it start with pre?
Shit. Prompt? No.
Prelude? No. What's the beginning of a book?
Introduction.
No.
No, I know. What is it?
It can be pronounced two different ways. And I always... Not the prologue.
Prologue!
No. Oh, there is an epilogue and a prologue.
Yeah.
No. Fuck. I don't know what it is. Just wanted to give that heads up before I'm getting into the scandals.
Yeah.
Because we want to have more strict... or more just... obvious guidelines moving forward rather than just a free-for-all because that's kind of how it was.
Yeah.
And it was mostly because we were not having as many stories.
Yeah. So
now we're having just a landfall.
There's a lot. And also, there's just so many... Yeah, the teacher thing. Let me just say, if you're thinking about being a teacher in any way and you're attracted to teenagers...
Yeah, maybe
don't be a fucking teacher. What?
And also get help.
Yes.
Because even in any job that you have, don't.
Don't be attracted to teenagers.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Let's begin.
Okay. We did have some that made the cut.
Yes, we did. And they're good ones.
Okay.
I am going to probably change this person or just say the first initial of the person they're talking about. Okay, ready. Hey, ladies. I absolutely love your podcast and hope that this blows your mind a little bit. Haha, it does. My name is Jordan, she, her, and I'm from the Gold Coast in Australia. And then she put in parentheses,
good eye.
I know you love us, Jerry.
I do.
I do good too. Eye. And this is a story about a guy my mom dated a while back. Let's call him S.
Okay.
Because that's what he told us.
Okay.
Buckle up and let's get this shit show going. So when I was maybe 17, 18, my mom started dating this guy named S. He was honestly a cool bloke. They were dating for around 2 weeks before my mom introduced him to us. He was a cool guy. We all got along fine. My little siblings loved the stories he would tell. He told them about how he shot and killed an 8-foot crocodile that was in his dam on some property he owned up north.
Crikey.
Crikey, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He told them about his many hunting. Sorry. He told them about his many skills with tracking and hunting from his job as a ranger. He even told us about his work he did in aiding firefighters during the bushfires of 2020-2021. What an amazing man, we all thought, but wow, we were wrong. One morning, S had gotten up early to go to the supermarket because he wanted to surprise my mom with breakfast and needed some things. Around 4 hours later, my mom was texting him, but no response, and to her, he had left with no answer or anything. By that evening, Mom had seen that S had blocked her or had deleted her on Facebook, and still no response to numerous calls and texts. We were kind of dumbfounded because surely he wasn't just ghosting her. We thought, no, because he had left his wallet with all his IDs and info in the kitchen. He left 2.5 suitcases of clothing and various other stuff. And he had also left a gun under my mother's mattress.
Oh my God. S, are you good?
It says, guns are not a thing in Australia, by the way. So it was fucking mad. That's another thing I love that they say. Mad. Down under and it was fucking mad.
Yeah.
I love that. Why don't we say that? Anyways, fast forward 3 weeks and my mom finds out from his daughter who lived up north that he was arrested that morning for armed robbery and identity theft. So I guess S wasn't his real name.
And also, that wasn't his only gun.
No, obviously, he's got armed robbery.
And identities.
Yeah, this man was living in our house for 3 weeks. I moved out shortly after that, and my mom still didn't learn anything and let men partially move in way too quickly.
Oh, Mom.
No shade to my mom, but maybe wasn't the best idea, Rose.
Oh, Rose.
This is, thanks, ladies. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you.
We do.
Rose, wishing you the best.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I've been there. Not with the guns, but with letting men, you know, sway their way into my heart and my house.
Yes.
All right, the next one, pronouns are she, her. Thank you so much, you guys, by the way, because there are a lot of people now sending in pronouns. Fucking love
that. Thank you. It's so much easier for us.
It really is. This was a two-parter, but I only put the first part in because the second part was kind of long, and I think it had to do with the teacher situation.
Got it.
She, her. Hey there. Love you guys so much. Have used your podcast as a form of dealing with Wiggly's crippling anxiety. So that's pretty schnazzy. But anyways, I have two stories for you. Sorry, I only took one. They both took place at my small all-girls high school, about 500 students in all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now a junior in college, but when I was a junior in high school, I remember one day a girl went into the courtyard to feed the turtles because our school was weird as fuck. And apparently there were just baby turtles there that we had adopted.
What?
That's why I added this.
This sounds like a dream. This sounds like one of my fucking dreams.
Hold on, it gets worse. When she was going to feed them, she discovered a giant bag of a weird substance that we later found out was crystal meth.
What?
With the turtles? Good old Yeehaw, Missouri. And that's it. That was it. That's where she ends it. Here's another thing. I'm going to say another thing for the stories. Guys. Give us more.
What happened?
You have to give us an ending. You can't end it like that.
This is still like my dreams. I'm at school. I go to feed the turtles. I find crystal meth and I'm awake. And I have no idea how it ended.
There are so many like that I'm probably going to share that I'm just like, what? Wait, what? Then what?
I'm picturing the crystal
wrap
meth.
Wrap it up with an ending.
I'm picturing the crystal meth like in New Girl.
Yes.
And it's actually not crystal meth. It was just
pond rocks.
It was just
that would actually make more sense with the turtles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, case closed.
We figured
it out.
Don't
worry. We'll solve any crime by dinner time.
Okay. There's a couple of these themed stories for us in here. You
what
ready?
Theme?
We'll see.
Okay.
She says right here. My office has a collection of crazy stories and scandals, but I'll go with the poop-related story for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We have an annual Christmas party at a really fancy restaurant, and usually everyone leaves pretty buzzed, right? Okay, Christmas parties, am I right?
They're going to say pretty butts. Everyone leaves with pretty butts.
2 years ago, one of my coworkers got a little too crazy on the night of the party. We will call her Rachel. Rachel was falling all over the table, knocking over chairs, and crying about how beautiful the restaurant was.
Oh, Rachel.
We have all been there, Rachel.
We are all Rachel.
Another one of my coworkers, his fake name is Bob, offered to give her a ride home at the end of the night.
Should have been Ross.
Fucking really should have
missed opportunity.
We were all pretty surprised. Bob Ross?
Bob Ross was helping Rachel home.
That makes
That's why it was so beautiful. He had painted the restaurant.
That makes the ending of the story really good. And you'll see why. He offered to give her a ride home at the end of the night. We were all pretty surprised because Bob constantly talked about how much he didn't like Rachel. Well, bitch. Turns out Bob took Rachel home and then realized he had to poop.
Oh, no.
Instead of asking Rachel to use her bathroom, Bob made the choice to strip down in her front yard and shit in the grass. I'm not sure if Rachel ever found out, but Bob sure loves telling that story at work lunches.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? You've shit in someone's yard? You're fucking lying to me. On purpose?
Yes.
Oh, the Rachel.
I was on a walk. It was midday. It was during the daylight hours.
Are you fucking joking me right now?
No, I'm not. I don't know if I've ever told the story on the podcast.
You never have because I've never heard
it. So I went to a local pizza restaurant here.
You know what Italian food does to you.
I know. I had a bunch of cheesy bread. And we got back to my high school best friend's house and she was like, do you want to go on a walk? And I was like, I probably shouldn't. But then we did. So we went on this walk. We don't go on walks. Like,
no.
That was not a thing we did together, but on that day we did.
Right after you ate so much fucking Italian. Cheese. Come on.
So we walked. Okay. We walked down and we were like making a big loop, okay? And I got to one place and I was like, I'm going to shit myself. We're around nowhere with a bathroom. Like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, can you make it back? And I'm like, no. No, I can't make it back. We should have never left. And so we went
down. Leave me here to die.
I went down this alley. And I found this, like, break. Some bushes.
Sure.
It was, like, someone's backyard.
Okay.
There was a fence and then shrubbery.
Okay.
And so there was like a little hole for me to like tuck back into the shrubbery. So if someone like looked down the alley, they wouldn't have seen me.
Right. But if they looked out of their house, was it a chain link fence?
Yes. I think the shrubbery went behind me as well. But I remember squatting in that grass and I made her keep lookout. And I found a really sturdy weed and I held on to it for stability. And I liquid shit into their yard. I was like weed and feed. I swear to God, it was foul.
Wow.
And I had to just shake her off and hope for the best. And then we walked back. So
my mom's just sorry, mom. She did that out. She went out to where my grandparents have like a. They go out to this lake around us, and they have
your
a camper.
Mom would be okay with you telling the story?
I think so.
Okay.
Sorry if you're not, but I think she's like, oh, it's so funny. That's so relatable. She said she would come on the podcast and tell her poop stories sometimes. It's where I get it from.
Good.
And we get it from my grandpa. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So then. Normally they have like a porta potty situation where you could, well, it was locked that day, so you couldn't get in. And her and my sister had gone up there to like go hiking and she was like, I have to shit. And so she just went around behind the bathrooms and just pooped on the grass.
Yeah, you gotta.
There was nobody else out there.
Yeah.
And then
What are you supposed to
do? She had water and napkins in her car, so she took care of it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think she shit into a bag.
See?
And so she I used to carry it up and then she threw it in the trash.
Yeah, like a dog.
Went about her business
like I used to carry toilet paper in my camera bag for that exact situation.
Listen, and they can't say that it's gross because you literally, we pick up our dog shit. Yeah. And like, what's the, just coming out of my ass.
Yeah, what's the difference?
And you're just doing it on people's yards, but not cleaning up like if you had walked your dog. How are you supposed to clean that up?
It was in the grass before. Like, I looked and it was gone, basically. It had just absorbed into the earth. From whence it came, it went back again. You know?
Yeah. You gotta be careful with that Italian.
I know.
I know now, you know.
I normally try and go immediately home. I no longer go on walks after.
No. Okay, this one's very short. Sweet. Okay. To the point. I work in EMS. I lost count on how many people have had sex in the bunk rooms in the back of ambulances.
God.
I know. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, that is fucking hot.
Right? Also, probably not sanitary, but
I hope they, I'm sure they clean up, right?
I would hope.
Unless what if you immediately get an emergency? You gotta go.
But this boner's an emergency.
911 on that butt. Anyways, God forbid I ever have to call 911. All I'll be thinking about is I wonder how many people have fucked back here. I laid in the back of that as a child.
You did?
Yeah, I was in a car accident.
I've never been in an ambulance. I watched my husband get taken away in one. But
you've never been in one?
No.
I think the only time I ever was in one was in that ambulance. When I was in that car accident.
Yeah.
They thought that I had a head injury.
I've only ever been in one to have sex.
What?
I've only ever been in one to have sex.
Yeah, we just got in there. It's fucking...
Yeah.
Just me and that...
emergency.
No, but I... This is why they took me in an ambulance, because I got into a car accident. I was a child, so
right.
I wasn't the one driving, obviously.
Right.
Well... I smacked my head against the glass,
mm-hmm.
and I was screaming that my vision was fucked up and blurry.
But you just lost your glasses.
I lost my glasses. They thought I had like head trauma.
Aww.
They put a neck brace on me and everything. And then when we got to
they just took you farther and farther from your glasses, and you're like, my vision is getting worse.
It's terrible. Then when we got there, I was like, does somebody have my glasses? Did they get crushed in the accident? And they're like, honey, glasses. And I was like, yeah, I don't have them on my face. And they're like,
you
son
probably,
of a bitch.
You probably didn't want to like interrupt them. They were doing their thing. You're like, don't mind me.
But just
don't mind me.
Whenever you get a second, my glasses.
I do have glasses.
I'd love those back. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I took Ollie to his doctor's appointment,
mm-hmm.
and they brought in a machine. She's like, we're going to do his vision test. And I was like, oh, fucking A. Like, I don't know if he knows any letters or numbers, but sure, go ahead and bring down your chart.
No. He did so well.
She comes in, turns off the lights, has this machine that's the size of like a virtual reality machine.
Yeah.
Points it at his face and all these lights start flashing. And she goes, okay, perfect. Thank you. And I go,
what?
I said, you can tell what his like... vision is from that, like, you know, like if he needed a prescription. She goes, yeah, we could tell if he had an astigmatism. He's got 20/20 vision. And I'm like, what
do me?
I know. I almost
want to see what
that.
My score is.
I know.
They're like, oh,
she's like, yeah, this machine's
terrible.
Like $10,000, isn't it cool? And I'm like, what,
where did you go? Tell me off the bias.
It's the like, doctor's office.
Oh, it's not like an eye doctor.
No, it was at his pediatrician.
You're shitting me.
It was dope as hell.
What?
I know.
I gotta go to that pediatrician.
I'll tell you. I'll
That's really
info.
Fucking cool.
Right?
I just want to see that machine.
I know. You gotta wait till she's three.
Oh.
They'll probably have another machine then. They'll probably walk in and just like Men in Black her and then figure out what she's got.
Boom. Turns out she's got this one right eye is slightly off fucking whatever the shit.
That sounds like a prescription. That's... I don't even have glasses, but I think that's exactly what my script is.
Whatever the shit that is what mine is.
Yeah. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Oh, this is the good one. This one is, I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
But this one, when I read it out loud, I was laughing. So buckle up.
Okay.
Couture.
Overhead one.
I think I also really like this because it's a UK one.
Ooh, ready, ready. Check, yeah, yeah. Check.
Check. And away we go.
You ever been to Cedar Point?
Yeah.
Oh.
I fucking don't like Cedar Point.
Oh.
I love it, and then I don't, because I like black out on rides. My adrenaline gets too. Remember you guys diagnosed me with that shit, that like that vaso whatever shit?
I don't remember.
Vaso, it's like vasovagal?
Vis-a-vis.
Vasovagal? But I called it vasovagal, and Corey made fun of me. So that's not what it is.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, anyways, it's something that like your it's like a nerve thing where your nervous system, when you get like overly excited or some kind of like trigger thing happens, like blood can happen or anything like that, or like overheated, it will like cause dilation of your blood vessels, and it can cause you to like black out.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know.
I used to watch.
Am I saying that wrong? You guys will tell me. I fucking know you will. So
I used to watch a video over and over again of this narcoleptic dog. And it would it would get so excited.
Oh, no.
For food.
And it would pass out.
It would pass out. And so they would have to like pet it the entire time.
I remember seeing that. I probably made you watch it because I was obsessed with this dog. Because it would just be running in the yard and then it would just stop.
It's not funny. It's really sad. But also,
sad, but he was
like,
so happy.
He's so happy.
Like, who am I to say
that, like,
that it was sad? He was, I don't know.
And then they like are shaking him and he's like, his little thing is panting. And then when he gets,
Also, he would just get so worked up, he'd fall asleep.
Fainting goats are really good too.
Yes.
Oh my God. Me and Noah love a fainting goat.
Oh, you know how I feel about goats.
They're the best.
They are.
Okay. Good morning, ladies. That's how it starts. So funnily enough, I was the subject of said small town scandal. That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Fucking great. And not gonna lie, I still find it hilarious, but cringes me to the core when I think about it now. That's another thing I've noticed, that they say like cringe. Cringe, cringe.
Mm. Cringe is like a popular thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we say it's things are cringy, but I just love that they say like cringes me, or like they can use it in different
the
ways.
The context. Yeah.
When I was in my first semester of sixth form college.
What is that?
They say English version of your senior year of high school, I believe.
Okay.
So, I don't know, but she was 18 and it was the spring break before we went back for final courses, exams, etc. I had been into town with some friends to celebrate one of their birthdays, and walking home, my dumbass stacked it.
Stacked it. I love it.
What is stacked it?
She fell flat on her face on a cobbled street. Just fucking stacked it.
Got it.
Side note, I love that Americans love the old British cobbled streets, but just wait until you're three beers in on an empty stomach while stumbling in high heels. Not that easy, let me tell you. Also, is the drinking age there 18? Fucking
yeah, I think
slamming.
It's There's... Are you okay?
I think I'm having an attack of some sort.
Okay. I feel that. I will say that there are not cobblestone, brick streets in Kent.
Yeah.
And they are a son of a bitch to walk on.
Yeah. I've driven on some of those and they're like fucking terrible.
That is so fun to do. Have you ever done that? You just let your jaw go.
Hold on. I bet mine can really get going. No, I can't.
You're tensing up. You gotta just let her hang.
How is it?
I can't. It's so fun, isn't it?
You guys at home, you like that?
You just ever
I can't even imagine if someone's listening on audio.
I'm so sorry.
Why can't we stop? I'm gonna laughing too hard.
One more time. I gotta do one more time.
Okay.
I can do it. No one's asking.
Okay. So we're back in England.
Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck kind of tangent was that?
What detour did we take?
How did we get there?
I don't know. So like any BS.
Oh, we were on cobblestone.
That's right.
Oh, and now we're in England.
Okay, we're back. Anyway, so like most BS fairy tales, this guy who can only be described as hotter than the sun comes over to help me. Let's call him Mr. Sexy Butt. She said it, not me.
Hey.
This prince happens to have a pack of tissues on him and waited with me until my nose stopped bleeding.
Your nose was bleeding?
She stacked it.
Okay.
Thankfully, it took forever because we got to talking, laughing, and even a little inappropriate flirting. Ooh. When I stopped pissing blood from my face... He somehow thought I was still cute enough to take to lunch. Such a gentleman.
Wow.
So we got a bite to eat and we had so much in common. We both loved classic literature and nerdy humor. Perfect man. Can 100% recommend. All I could think was, how did I fall on my face and bag such a handsome man in the process? Excuse me. He was 23 and I was 18, but we didn't see that as a problem at the time and went out a few more times this week and, you know, enjoyed each other's horizontal company, if you know what I mean.
Mr. Sexy Butt.
He was starting a new job the following week and I was going back to school, so we agreed to hang out. This is an exception to the rule.
Yep.
So we agreed to hang out the following weekend so we could get back into life and routine. Great, right? Well, let me tell you. First day back, I'm bragging to some of the girls in the canteen about this hot older guy, and they are jealous of my new mysterious man, and the bell rings. Off to my final class of the day, English literature. Remember they both had classic literature in college?
Is this Pretty Little Liars?
What? Oh, hold on. So I'm sat in my assigned seat, front and center of the classroom, and my teacher comes in to announce the visiting professor has arrived to teach us this term. I look up, and in the name of Pretty Little Liars, who is standing in front of me? They wrote that. Mr. Sexy Butt.
Oh, no.
Looking fine as heck, suit and tie, and of course, I'd recognize that butt anywhere. I'm pretty sure in that moment, I died. He, however, hasn't noticed me yet, so I buried my head in my hands trying to be incognito, praying he wouldn't notice. A girl could dream. He takes the register and... As he goes through the names, he gets to everyone to raise their hands so he can put faces to names. And then he read out my name, locked eyes with me, and froze. Now, this man can read prose like a bard. That's what it says. I don't know what that means.
You don't know what a bard is?
No.
It's like a...
Like old, a bard.
It's an old-timey, like, musician.
Oh, all I was seeing was, this bard is good.
Das bard is good.
He could read prose like a bard.
This bard is Vargard.
Yes. But he cannot act for shit. He stutters through the last of the names and then fumbles through his work. I'm mortified at this point and I try to just keep my head down and wish away the rest of the class. After class, he asks if I can stay back to talk to him.
Hold on.
Oh, no! She's 18, remember.
Okay.
So she's not a minor. A very awkward laugh and conversation
still
happens. Well, and he's 23. I mean... When I was 18, I was dating someone who was 26. So yeah,
but I will say they met outside. They
exactly.
Didn't know each other before.
And yeah. One second. Because I think the thing that grosses me out about school things is using that position of authority as a way to groom. Like I said,
yes.
It's very predatory.
Yes.
So
he just like had tissues and she stacked it on this cobblestone.
She fucking stacked it. And then what are you gonna do? Fall in love, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, a very awkward laugh and conversation happens. How did we fail to mention the school we were both going to be at? Who knows? Maybe God thought this would be hilarious. I don't know. Anyways, I
hope she's now Mrs. Sexy Butt.
Oh, you would think. Wait till the end of the story. It's so good. Anyways, I was a horny bitch of an 18-year-old, and he was in a suit, and we all know the power of a hot man in a suit.
Oh, no.
We do.
The awkwardness subsides and suddenly we are making out. I'm sat on my desk and it is getting spicy. Everyone has obviously left by this time, and here we are after hours getting down to our extracurriculars.
Oh my god!
Well, all the students had left, of course, but then we hear the door open. We jump apart like shrapnel, and in comes another teacher. She doesn't catch us touching, but let's face it, at this point, I'm a little disheveled, and his jacket is on the floor, so she knows.
Oh, shit.
She says nothing and backs out of the room. Mr. Sexy Butt chases her out of the room and tries to justify what happened or something. I don't know. I start crying, but I'm not sticking around. I flattened my hair down and legged it home. He rang me that evening. This is where it gets good. He rang me that evening to tell me that he spoke to the teacher and told her that we were cousins. And that we hadn't seen each other a while and we were just catching up. Somehow she bought it. I don't know. She was clearly a dumbass. He told me if anyone asked to tell them the same story.
Ew.
It was in that moment that I realized Mr. Sexy Butt was in fact an actual idiot. Well, as things happened...
Mr. Dumbass.
As things happened, rumors spread. It ranged from us being cousins having sex on his desk... to attempted arson.
What?
And everything in between. I don't know.
Oh my god.
To save face, he voluntarily left the school a few weeks later, but it was already too late. The last few months of college, students would put condoms in my locker, but joke's on them, really, because that shit's expensive. Free condoms, you know? It was a rough few months, but I learned a valuable lesson. Primarily, don't drink on an empty stomach because you may fall, literally, for a man, and subsequently 1,200 of your peers and teachers will still call you a slut and think you fucked your cousin.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
That being said, though, it didn't stop my dumbass from hooking up with my own biology teacher summer, too. He might have been young. It's fine.
I thought she was going to say my own cousin. You know, I think I'll give that a shot, too.
Who knows?
You know.
You'll be pleased to know that after that summer, I moved away, cut contact with them both, and promptly found a therapist.
There you go.
For you, sweetie. Oh, my God. I love you.
Sorry.
I love you, ladies, so much. You make my commutes far more bearable, and thank you for saying what we are all thinking. You make such a difference to so many people, even across the pond.
Aw, thank you.
And she says
you.
An X, which I think means a kiss.
Oh, did you just say commutes?
Commutes?
Are you okay?
No!
Commutes? You are more wheezy than I've ever heard you in my life. You are like the penguin from Toy Story. What's happening?
Honestly, I don't know. I think I ate something that maybe was...
Questionable,
and okay. I might be dripping.
Okay, you did have a sip of a beer that may be 10 years old.
Oh my god.
So, I don't know what happens in the fermentation process, but it's been in my fridge for a long time.
Fucked me up is the thing.
Maybe. That, I think, is pretty high percentage what you're drinking.
Oh my god, I forgot I was drinking alcohol!
Yes.
Okay, so that's what it is.
That is a brewski. Good. Great.
I don't know why I'm wheezy. I probably have COVID. Everybody else does.
Well, I just had it, so I'm good.
Yeah. That's why I know I'm safe to come here.
Yeah.
Give you the disease back. Okay.
There's more?
That's it for that story. There's more stories.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I can't believe I'm just remembering that we did blah, 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 blah.
I know. We went down a hole. It felt like I could do that for
an hour. It feels so good.
I could do that for another hour.
If you're just like ever upset, like crying, just be like.
I'm actively trying not to keep doing it. Because I know if I do it one more time, I have to do it three.
Yeah.
It's like a chip.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have just one. You can't just one time.
I gotta more.
You gotta do a little bit more.
Okay. A couple, on par with our theme tonight, poop.
Poop?
A couple years ago, I was working at a movie theater. During this time, it was insanely slow. The night that this happened, it was oddly busy.
Okay.
So I was the manager, and I was running the theater by myself. I was sitting at guest services, which was facing the concessions, and I was just watching concession to make sure that my poor workers could handle the rush that was coming in.
Mm-hmm. Have I ever talked about how I almost got a job at a movie theater?
Movie theater?
Did I say it like that?
Yeah, I'm fucking talking to me about communes.
And here you're over in the
theater.
All
I had was a twisted tea. It's like basically nothing.
It's like basically, yeah, just tea.
But it reminded me of a drink that I used to drink in college, which was iced tea, vodka, and lemonade.
Oh, dude, my God. Dude, that was the old twisted Arnie Palm.
Yes.
So good.
So good.
Movie theater. What is happening to both of us?
I don't know. So, movie theater.
Yeah.
I was living in Kent, and I was supposed to get a job. And so the movie theater, which was, like, super close to my house, was hiring. And so I applied. I got an interview. This is the only job I've ever interviewed for that I didn't get.
Sorry, you said you were in college?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what movie theater was close to your house? Okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah, when I was living in Kent.
Okay.
So I went for my interview, and one of the questions was, why do you want this job? And I said, so my mom will get off my back.
You did not.
I did, and I never heard from them again. And I was like,
no.
I thought that was a good one, but okay.
You didn't like my joke.
I guess not. Wow. But then the zoo hired me, so it was fine.
Oh, way better. Your two options were a movie theater and a zoo.
I was way more qualified for that.
For the zoo?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
To run rides.
Oh yeah, you'd been doing that for years.
Certified Connie over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there was what's that called?
I cannot stop burping.
A filter on Snapchat, and it's this, like, old lady frog looking thing.
What?
It's just an old woman, but it like, gives frog energy.
Okay.
And as soon as I turn it on, Ollie goes, what's that about? And I could only talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, I was from New York, and I was like, I'm your grandmother. You never see your grandmother before. Oliver, hello. Give me a kiss. And he was like, fuck no, lady.
What was the one you used to do, Miriam?
Carol. Well, Miriam was one, but Carol was the one who had that accent.
Yeah.
What did Miriam sound like?
You have to.
I can't do it because it has
It had the filtered voice.
It does have the filtered voice, so it's higher.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Well, I won't pressure you. We're back in the movie theater.
She was a bit of an idiot.
Miriam?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Guys, have a lot of characters.
It's very
Snapchat
fun.
Characters.
One of the busters walked into the lobby to clean up, and a group of teenagers, maybe ushers?
Usher?
Usher walked in.
Usher
baby.
Lil Jon.
Walked
my favorite
up to-
song for a while was Baby at Dawn.
I remember when that when that song comes on, it reminds me of you.
You can dance on a pole that don't make you a hoe.
That's what the theme of this is.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance on a pole and that don't make you a hoe.
If you work until 3. If you leave it with me,
can I get that money?
Anyway.
Oh, people are going to be like, what is wrong with these girls?
Are you okay
get to the
this
point.
Week? The answer is no.
No.
I'm Kermit the Frog and I'm not okay.
Things are getting to us. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the busters ushers walked into the lobby to clean up and a group of teenagers walked up to him. I then saw him point to me, and they walked over and asked if I was the manager. I thought it was just a projector issue or something like that, but what came out of his mouth shook me to my core. He said, I don't know how to tell you this, but someone took a massive dump outside.
Sounds like you did know how to tell
you
me.
You did. You said it very, very well. I asked them to show me, and there was a massive turd on the ground in front of the movie poster cases.
Oh my gosh.
I had no idea what to do, so I went inside and called my boss on the phone to ask
for
advice.
Got a popcorn box and just scooped her up.
Well, listen to this. She calls her boss. He then asked me to describe the poop to him.
What? Why?
And then this is how it ends. Honestly, super awkward because I was only 19 when this happened.
So you did.
End it. That's it.
That's it?
That's how they end it. Unless they didn't mean to hit send and there's more of that somewhere, but that's the one that I saw. So I'm going to need more.
Did what? You describe the poop?
And can you describe it to us?
Yes.
What and did it look
how
like?
How did you get rid of it?
I need, this is what, right there,
We need finales.
Did the
you need to wrap it up in a bow. Not the shit, but the story.
Yeah. Did the usher come around with the little, like, pan with the handle and the little... just scooped it in there?
Well, we don't know the consistency. That's why we need descriptions of the shit.
Yeah.
You know what podcast you're writing to. We need to know what that turd looked like.
Show me what that turd do.
Show me what that poo do. Okay, last two. So my dad is legally blind due to a degenerative disorder called...
Sorry, I thought you were going to say due to some degenerate.
My dad is legally blind due to a degenerative disorder called retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay, I've heard of it. Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Okay. Which was honestly super traumatic and upsetting for a while, but now it's just funny. He's like a Roomba. He just goes until he hits something and then he changes directions.
Dad.
He's also super stubborn, which means he refuses to use his cane in our neighborhood where people he knows might see him. In parentheses, once he got hit by a car and refused to let anyone help him and just walked home, didn't even think to tell me until a few days later when I asked why he was limping.
Oh my god.
Dad, you have to ask for help sometimes. Yes. It's like when you get hit by a car,
like minimum
minimum.
When you get hit by a car, ask for help.
Maximum, honestly. Yeah. Like, that should be...
Max. No, gunshot wound, you stay fucking silent.
But only cars.
If it's a bus, shh. Only cars.
But he likes to fuck with people on occasion because our poor, poor neighbors are joyously naive. Oh. Recently, he took the train home from a doctor's appointment. He had to walk through a busy part of town past our local church to get home and decided it would be really funny to pretend like he'd experienced a miracle. He used his cane right up until he was in front of the church door and then stopped, looked up at the cross on top of the building, smiled, folded up his cane, and took off running. Dad, I work at a children's library in the same town, and the next morning I heard a bunch of the nannies gossiping about the miracle they'd witnessed the day before outside the church and how God is so good and he truly can make the blind see. In conclusion, praise Jesus, hallelujah, or whatever, I guess. I don't know. This says, P.S. you guys are amazing and have helped me through the past few months since my stars major depressive disorder diagnosis.
Oh, congratulations.
Talk about being No Spoons McGee. Anyways, love you to the moon and back, ladies. You're amazing. Thank you very much. Love you.
Wow, that's so fucking funny. Dad's got a sense of humor.
Your dad's awesome. Your dad sounds like a fucking... That's the kind of person that I want to be if something
horrible happens.
Horrible, beyond my control happens. I hope... I don't know how I would react, but I hope that I could react and, you know, try to still be... making jokes and
do what you can with it.
Yeah.
When my mom had cancer, she was like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have two stories that she did. One, when we were at the mall, you know how there's people at the kiosk will be like, hey, can I wash your shoes for you? Or like, hey, can I straighten your hair?
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, why are you doing that?
Why?
Stop trying to curl my hair at the mall. Okay.
Because are you going to curl all of it? Or are you going to curl a section so that we see what happens and then walk around with one curl in my fucking hair?
Yeah.
Weird.
You're telling me I look busted and that you want to fix it. Okay. Like, enough.
You don't want to touch this hair.
I intentionally came here this way.
It hasn't been washed in weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, well, when my mom had started chemo and her hair started falling out, was wanting them to ask her, because if they would have touched her hair, it would have just come out in clumps.
No.
And she was like ready to start screaming, what did you do to my hair?
Oh. Mom.
We didn't actually go through with it, but that was like her dream. It was like her hope
that
to be able
hilarious,
to do that.
That is hilarious, but also that would be so traumatizing for
those
people.
I know. Then, so because my mom is who she is and she didn't even tell her work that she had cancer, she would like take half days and she would go get chemo.
Oh my god.
And like she scheduled a vacation so that we could go and shave her head.
Yeah.
And then her wig was a little bit longer than her normal hair, so she's like, well, if I'm gone for X amount of time, then people won't remember how long my hair was, so the wig being longer will be okay. So we went to the beach, shaved her head, and then she tried to wear her wig. Well, the first night that she wore it, it She fucked it up. She did not. It sat so far on her forehead. You looked great, Mom. You know that it was wrong. So we decided, like the fucking idiots that we are, to go to Dick's Last Resort.
Oh,
that day.
No.
If you guys don't know what Dick's Last Resort is,
no.
It is a restaurant where the staff is intentionally mean to you.
That's like the whole purpose of the restaurant is that they're dicks to you.
They give
and
you
they're
hats.
Really fucking mean.
They
sometimes.
Give you hats that say terrible things on them.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you'll have a waitress or waiter that you can tell is new, and so they'll be like kind of mean, but then also kind of nice. And then you'll know that there's people that like they've lived for this and they're fucking ruthless.
Yep.
And it's
well, we had a guy, and of course, the thing that he pointed out with my mom was how terrible her hair looked.
No.
And so she looked at him and she goes, well, I have cancer. It's a wig. I could take it off. And he broke character so fucking fast. And he was like, I forget who he said. We'll just say my mom. He's like, my mom had cancer. You can't make me feel bad. And he left. And we had a new server after that. And they were just like regular to us. They totally abandoned the whole being
They're
a dick
like,
thing.
We're not going to do this. Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, wow.
But I was honestly a little bit of me was like feeling like I won.
Yes.
Because I'm like, we out dicked the dick.
That is.
Mom out dicked you. My really dick's bigger than your dick.
And I really feel bad. And then they go, they're like, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how many times they do something like that where they're intentionally mean about something and it's something that like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't do it. I always said as a server that would be like
you
my
have
dream
to
job.
Abandon it or double down.
Yes.
And then it's like, how many times are you
Fuck
comfortable
your
no,
you
doubling
do
down,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, ready? So this one is where you have to do a little guessing game.
You could have picked any hair and you picked that.
Like, oh, that's
you know what I mean?
That. Yeah. You could do it.
Why would I want to do it, though?
No, I know.
Could I? Yes.
Yes.
Should I fucking know? Okay.
That's the title of my memoir. Yes. Should I fucking know? Okay, ready? My little sister is also my niece and my second cousin, all in one person. Can you figure out how this is possible?
Do you have an uncle, grandpa, dad?
No, you want?
Am I still guessing?
You got to guess.
Okay, so give it to me again.
My little sister.
Okay.
Is also my niece.
Okay.
And my second cousin.
Okay. Second cousin?
Uh-huh.
So, she's got to be a half sibling.
Or something.
Okay, so not a half sibling? Mm-mm. It's a step? Mm-mm. What? Are they nuns? I don't like guessing.
Okay, I'll just tell you the story.
Okay.
When having everyday conversations, I often confuse people when I bring up my family. I completely understand the confusion because I myself can barely understand it. I have 8 siblings, I think. And this is how I have gotten them all. This isn't really a scandal, but sometimes people develop a misunderstanding that my family has been involved in some sort of incest situation or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I did.
Well,
not incest.
It's
in my head,
sister, niece.
Right. In my head, I was like, okay, so you're... aunt and uncle split up and then your aunt married your dad.
Right. This is not the case and there is an explanation. I also figured you guys would have a fun time trying to unravel my family tree. So they do.
It hurt my brain.
To start out, my parents are lesbians.
Aww.
And before I was born, my second mom had 2 boys with her former husband. That gives me my first 2 siblings. My mom used an anonymous sperm donor to have me. I have no clue who my father is or how many other siblings I have through him. That's why they said, I think. I only have found 2 siblings that share the same donor. This is how I get siblings 3 and 4. My only biological siblings
Got
of the
it.
8. So remember that. Only biological siblings.
Okay.
So that it'll
okay,
make
okay,
sense.
Okay.
Now, this is where things get interesting. My aunt on my birth mom's side. So her mom's sister.
I need a chart.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
Had 4 children before I was born. When I was 5, my aunt started to go down a bad path and was unable to support her 2 younger daughters.
My mom decided to adopt these two girls who biologically are my cousins, but I grew up with them as my sisters. Gave me my siblings 5 and 6. So they were legally adopted.
Got it.
Moving on to when I was 10, my mom was working as an officer in a local jail. One of the inmates was pregnant but had no way of supporting a baby, so my mom adopted my younger sister, sibling number 7. I know, isn't that so sweet? Aww. Now here's the craziest part of it all. Reminder, I grew up with 2 of my cousins as my sisters. When I was
one of them had a child and the parents adopted it.
Yes. When I was 16, the oldest of these girls was 25 and was about to have her 3rd child. She, however, was not in a position to support a 3rd child. My mom's doing what they know how to do, adopted this child, my youngest sister, giving me sibling number 8. If you think about it, she is biologically my 2nd cousin, my niece, and my sister all in one person. She is only one in present day, but when she is older, how are we going to explain this situation to her? You guys are probably really confused, but I hope you had a fun time trying to figure this out.
No, I'm not confused at all. I just think that there's so much love in your family.
Yeah, your moms are beautiful people. So that's a wonderful thing for them to do. So
I think that you explained to your sister, niece, 2nd cousin, that she has so many people who love her and prioritize her well-being.
Yeah.
Even her birth mom.
Yeah. I think her parents are just like the sweetest fucking people. Yeah. Can you imagine like just constantly being like, don't worry, I got you. No. Don't worry, I got you.
No.
I know. I wish I was a good enough person.
I would like to be.
Yeah.
I would like to be that, but no.
I know.
No, I'm just.
Just the 2 for me, thanks. Yep.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wish I was a better person.
Me too.
But I'm just a me person.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right. Wow. So that's that.
That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. I picked some fun ones. I know that some people, and maybe sometimes I'll do some of the like more dramatic but we needed a lighthearted episode. Yeah. I felt
lighthearted scandals. Well, we needed to give more of a heads up of, you know, what our expectations,
what we're looking for. Yeah. So if you have anything like any of these.
Yes. Poop stories.
Shoot, anything you found a weird thing somewhere or
mystery kind of thing,
unexpected. It doesn't have to be a scandal, really. We're just open to like good stories at this point, I think. Just like stories that make you go like, what the fuck.
yeah
That's what we're looking
for. Bit of a shock.
Yeah,
so you know, stories that make you go
stories that when you're driving on the cobblestone you're all like
we have to stop.
Okay. Would you say I want sheets?
I do. Okay. That's that on your scandals.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everyone.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week.
Yeah. All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.